It's been a long time coming. But tonight, because of what we did on this day, in this election, at this defining moment, change has come to America.
I'm Zeke Morrison. I'm a real estate professional. I felt proud, felt hope, and I felt that our future would be enhanced. The African American community looked at it from the perspective of, ooh, we now have an African American president. My children see now, they now have the ability to see that what they never saw before as being possible is a reality. And that's the greatest thing that I think that President Obama has done for us as a community is he said, hey, whatever it is that you dream or aspire to do, you can.
I'm Patrick Doyle. I'm the general manager of the Gage Restaurant, located just a block north of Grant Park in Chicago, right down the street from where the acceptance speech was given by Barack Obama.
We have never been just a collection of individuals or a collection of red states and blue states. We are and always will be the United States of America.
One of the things in the speech that was so uplifting and also felt so new and fresh was the talk about bipartisanship, about bringing people together. It's also probably the greatest failing, if not of the president, then of the system. How do you feel about that?
Frustrated. As somebody who believed in what he was saying and what he was trying to accomplish, and believed to this day that was his genuine goal to accomplish, it's frustrating. Like, you kind of wish that more people were talking about it, more people were aware that somebody came to Washington like him, who has so much potential, and first thing they did was say that they weren't going to work with him.
And to all those who have wondered if America's beacon still burns as bright, tonight we proved once more that the true strength of our nation comes not from the might of our arms or the scale of our wealth, but from the enduring power of our ideals: democracy, liberty, opportunity, and unyielding hope.
I'm Rachel Bronson. I'm the Vice President of Studies at the Chicago Council on Global Affairs. I think a lot of hopes haven't been realized. We can think about his great speech in Cairo and the hopes that we could turn around anti-Americanism in a matter of a year or two. Those haven't been met. But there have been important things that have been met. I think that America is less the pariah in some ways that it had become. He has built coalitions. He has worked with allies in a way that Americans are comfortable. And so to the extent to which Obama has tried and worked with others in Libya vis-a-vis Iran sanctions, I do think in some ways he is reducing some of the animosity that existed that we all felt so viscerally here in the United States.
The road ahead will be long. Our climb will be steep. We may not get there in 1 year or even in one term. But America, I have never been more hopeful than I am tonight that we will get there. I promise you, we as a people will get there.
I'm Brian Leonard, and President and CEO of Cardio Partner Resources in Chicago. The whole mantra of Obama's campaign was for change and to bring in a new style of leadership and doing what you say you're going to do and transparency. And it really seemed like a different leader and someone who has some different values in politics.
So the election is now, what, a week away, something like that, pretty close. Does President Obama have your vote this time?
You know, he doesn't, you know, and it's, kind of a big change. I'm going to vote for Romney. One of the things I find interesting is everyone says, Mitt Romney's not a likable person. And, well, I'm not voting for Mitt Romney to be class president. I'm not voting for him because he's a good people person. I'm voting for him because we need to get things done. We don't need someone in office that wants to be the popular president. We need a president that's going to make hard decisions. 30 years from now, I want my kids and my children to be in a better situation than we are today.